You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back. So great to have you with me, folks, on this Friday night in our beautiful state of Wisconsin. It is was a gorgeous day, and now it's a beautiful night. Conrad Krieger working the board, wishing people Happy New Year ad nauseum. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. You know, so I just was listening to the intro, you know, and so you're actually not wearing a cup today because you didn't leave the house.
I didn't have to wear a cup when I leave. I'm pretty safe when I'm in the house that no one's going to try to rack me, so to speak. My wife occasionally will give me a knee to the groin just as kind of a public love gesture.
That wow.
Kind of, but when I leave the house is when I'm at risk. You just never know.
Yeah, that's true. You can never be too careful, you know?
Correct. So we've got, just something. How long were you waiting to say that to me when you played that intro? Like, I'm going to lay this baby on.
I'm all about quick liners today, you know?
Do people even wear cups anymore? Like,
I assume it's like
a catcher.
You have to wear. I think you have to in high school.
Yeah,
and maybe even college too. But I don't know why you wouldn't wear one.
I think everybody in the MMA wears one, unless they all have similarly misshapen penises.
Okay. Yeah. 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 All right.
Like, even the girls wear, like, MMA catchers, I don't know that they wear them in the NFL. I don't know that they do much. It seems like they can cause more harm. Like, if it gets dislodged or something and then you take a hit, that could do probably more damage than just taking one right to the seeds.
You know, I think you have to wear one in high school. I'm not totally sure, though.
Yeah, that makes sense.
For high school football, I should say.
And my kids, when they were in martial arts, or back when I used to do martial arts, you had to wear them if you sparred. But again, I don't know. It's a tough one. I would love to see what the science says on that one, Conrad.
The let's science. Think about that. Okay.
Take a memo. Take a memo and let's look into that. Let's get our lab coats on and check it out. If you're just joining us, folks, we had a lot of fun first hour talking to our pal, Greg Bach, who hosts mid-mornings here on Civic Media from 9 to 11. Check out that show. Greg does such a great job. And he's always fun on Nightlight. We love talking to Greg, and he is flying solo since the great Jane Mattner retired just a couple 3 weeks ago. And we've got, and by the way, the first episode or the first hour of tonight's show is available in podcast form on at civicmedia.us. So check that out. We also read some texts and our question of the night. Let's fire it up again. Here's our Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What's your favorite arcade game? Folks, let's take a trip down memory lane. You got quarters or you got singles and you're going in to get quarters. Most likely, if you like the popular games, they were taken when you got there, if you went at peak hours. But what is your favorite arcade game? What got you excited to get to the arcade and play? I said track and field, Dig Dug, and a game called Mr. Do. Greg Bach, our guest last hour, said Tron. I remember that game. That was kind of a big one for a while. Conrad said Asteroids. So there you go. But let us know what you think. What is your favorite arcade game? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know. And you can also let us know on the app by sending us a message there. And if you're watching the radio tonight on the stream on YouTube, Facebook, or X, drop us a stream comment like Stacy Sue did. And she said, Miss Pac-Man. Stacy thinks the female Pac-Man never got married. But they're probably related. Yeah. They're probably their last name Pac-Man. I mean, what are the odds, right?
Was there any Pac-Man kids?
Was there a junior Pac-Man? It's funny. There might have been.
There was, and he wore a little tiny hat.
Okay. That's great. Wow. Good memory. I forgot all about that. So let's read some text now, because we've got Mike Clemens coming up at 6:35 after the news at the bottom of the hour. He's going to talk Packers Bears rubber match here in the playoffs. They're 1-1 this year against each other, but it's all the marbles, folks, tomorrow night at Soldier Field in Chicago. It is going to be I think I said this last night, Con. I hope if my team is going to lose, I hope it's a blowout. I want to know right from the get-go, especially since I'll be in Chicago. I'm still working on tickets. Probably not going to happen, so it'll just be fun to be there. But I think I want to know early on how the night is going to go. What about you? Would you rather see the Packers lose in a close one or see the Packers win big? Where are you at with this?
Of course I want to see them win big. I mean, it's the Bears. I want to see them win by 42 points.
Okay, that's fair.
But
thanks a lot, Conrad. You really know how to make a guy feel good. yeah, they probably won't win by 42, but remember, I think it was a few years. Aaron Rodgers hung a 50-burger on the Bears, didn't he?
That was 42-0 at halftime.
Yeah, that's great. They were dominant, but the second half, they only scored like a touchdown, right?
They probably went into the locker room feeling pretty good. Probably not much
Bears
to talk
really
about.
Tighten things up in that halftime and prevented the Packers from doubling that score. Anyway, I just think it's fun. Then I could go do something. I could go to a comedy club or see a movie or something if I know it's a blowout right from the get-go. So anyway, that probably sounds like I'm a skeptic. But either way, Mike Clemens will steer us right here, folks, at 6:35. He's got some great sound bites he's going to play. We'll check. We'll ask him about the weather, maybe the turf in Soldier Field, about if this has ever happened before. We were talking about this in hour one. If the Bears and Packers had ever faced each other three times within like a 6-week period. Now, it's such an old rivalry. There's a good chance that's happened, but nothing comes to mind, at least not in the last like 2 or 3 decades. So we'll talk to Mike. And it is a bar band Friday night, folks. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35, bringing us fantastic music. And one of the artists, just a little teaser here, is one of our faves, Katie Scullin. We've had Katie on the show a couple times, although it's been a while, but she's performed live on Nightlight before, and she has a new album coming out. So Terry will drop by in the third hour for bar band Friday night and tell us all about Katie Scullin's new endeavor, as well as another artist she's going to introduce us to tonight. So that'll be fun. We've got some text here we should get to. Brett from Brown Deer says, he says tomorrow snow across the entire state. That is in the morning. That's correct. But I think, I don't know. I'm not scared. We're not supposed to get a blizzard or anything, I don't think.
I hope not.
Yeah. Why? What do you got planned?
I'm going to watch the Packers game.
Now, where are you going to watch it, Con?
I'm going to Appleton, my brother's, and then we're going to go, I think, to Tanner's in Appleton, Kimberly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that one of those places, do you have to get there really early?
Yes.
Okay. Like, how early do you have to get there?
About, like, 8 hours earlier.
Come on.
I don't even think
I'd watch the game.
Probably, I don't know, probably hour and a half.
All right. I could do that. You're going to be loaded by the opening kickoff. That's the problem with that.
Yeah,
you have already
puked
three times.
Oh, well. I'll have one beer, maybe, you know?
All right. When's the last time you vomited?
It's been a very, very, very long time. My 21st.
That's not that long.
I mean,
dude, you're only like 26 or 27. It's not that long
ago. I mean, five years.
You see yourself holding it down, though, tomorrow? You're not going to overdo it?
But that my 21st, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't do it before then, so.
Okay. That's fair. You probably built up some tolerance there since your last vomiting.
I was force-fed shots, you know, for my 21st, you know.
So, by your parents, which is awesome. Brett is elaborating. All right, we were talking about this, and Brett said the Bears and the Packers have had 3 meetings in 34 days. So that's less than 5 weeks. Thank you for that, Brett. I wasn't sure about that, but that's a lot. There shouldn't be any surprises tomorrow night. Tom from New Berlin says, still trying to figure out Pong. He's talking to, that's in response to our question of the night, your favorite arcade game.
Yeah, that's
and
a tough
Pong
game.
Was about the most basic game you could play. It was just two lines and you hit the ball back and forth. And at the time, I remember as a kid, have you played Pong yet? If you played Pong, that's what we're excited about. It's all we had. Thank you, Tom. Patrick in the 608 says there are at least two arcades in Madison. Yeah, I was at one for a film festival party, I think last year, but there's arcades, but they're more like adult arcades. They're not like the kid arcades anymore. And it's just kind of a different vibe. They serve alcohol, a lot of them, but they're still fun. Patrick says Tron was his favorite. Thank you, Patrick. Brett from Brown Deer says Quitting Day. I'm not going to read that one, Connor.
That made me laugh when I saw that came in.
I usually look at the text before I read them, but Brett is referring to a self-pleasuring technique. That's all. I'll just leave it at that. I could probably say that word, but I don't know, Con. I don't need to get us fine.
Yeah.
I don't get that kind of scratch. John Murray in the 608 says, evening, gents. Really liked the Stranger Things pinball machine next door at the arcade bar on Willie Street. Yeah, that's where I was. That was where the party was. I did not notice the pinball game, though. He says, like you, I am not a really talented gamer, but after a couple of years, I am kicking its ass. It's the only game I play there. It took me 6 months to achieve a bonus game score. Oh, I love that John is like still into this stuff. That's awesome, John. Thank you, buddy. Pat from Fitchburg in the 608 says, hey, I can't narrow it down to just one, but there was a guest game that was a laser disc called Joust, and Frogger was the other one. My name is Pat from Fitchburg. Pat, that's a great text. I forgot about Frogger as well. And I do remember Joust. You remember that, Con?
Frogger was one of my favorites too. Just thinking about that. Yeah. But I didn't play it in the arcade. I actually had the CD disc for the PC when I was
like Nintendo or something. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a fun game. Like I mentioned earlier, Centipede was fun. I thought that was kind of an intense game. You could really get going on Centipede. Monica from Mount Horeb says, mine is Super Mario because who doesn't love a guy with a great mustache? Monica, check out my Facebook picture. That's all I'm saying. Right there in all of its Frank Zappa glory. It's been called a porn stash, whatever you want to call it. But I appreciate that Monica likes a good mustache. She says, guess it will stay. It will stay. Skip to my loo and not Schwabba to my loo because you're so anti-skipping. Oh, that's funny. That's great. Come on, Skip Schwabba has a nice ring to it. My coworker and I were skipping down the hall at work a few years ago between realizing we looked like idiots and the looks we got, we couldn't stop laughing at ourselves. You should try it. It'll help lighten your mood. Chris from Waterloo. Thank you, Monica. That's great. Chris from Waterloo says, arcade game is Crystal Castle. I don't know that one. You know that one, Con?
No.
Interesting. All right, so folks, we are going to, we've got some more texts we'll get to soon. Mike Clemens is coming up after news, sports, and weather, which is just about 10 minutes away. And when we come back after this very short break, I'm going to tell you where you can meet some really nice people. These hobbies are supposed to attract nice people. That's coming up next. We'll read some more of your texts, and we will keep this train rolling. It is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. It is great to have you here, folks. We are doing Friday right here at Nightlight tonight. Some great guests, a fun question, and always love reading your texts and getting your phone calls. The phone lines, as always, are open at 855-752-4842. Mike Clemens is coming up in just about 10 minutes after the news. sports and weather at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk a little of Bears Packers. We've gotten a lot of mileage out of the Bears and Packers this year. Con, would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You know, three games in 34 days?
What about it?
Okay. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So Michael
to you too.
Be along. It's also a Bar Man Friday night, folks. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35 in hour number three to talk music. She is our Wisconsin music expert, and we love talking to Terry. So let's get some more of these texts out of the way. Eric in the 608 says, always enjoyed playing Galaga. That's the other name I couldn't remember. Galaga was a lot like Space Invaders, except it was on the bottom. Or was that Defender I'm thinking of? Something like that. You remember Galaga Con?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was a really fun game. That's the one where you can connect, and then all of a sudden you're shooting. You have, like, two guns working.
I think the Galaga games had the coolest looking, like, arcade, like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Great graphics for the time.
Well, no, I'm not... I'm talking about, like, the case of it. You know, like, I can't think of the word.
The machine?
Yeah, the machine. The arcade machine. The shell of it, the hard case around it. I thought the art that they had on it is cool.
Okay. Yeah, it was a good looking game. And it's a great, I couldn't remember if it was Galaxian or Galaga, but either way. Tony the Trucker in the 608 says, Pete, not really an arcade game, more of an old tavern game, mechanical shuffleboard bowling. I think your older listeners will remember it. I remember that too. They had like the sawdust, I think, on the board. But it was wood. Yeah, that was a fun game, if it's the one I'm thinking of, Tony. Thank you for the text, buddy. Megan from Sun Prairie, she says, hello from the Knock. Do you know what that is, Con?
Oh, yeah. Isn't that famously named that from Casper?
That's Casper's lair.
Yeah.
She says, Megan, our pal, says, hello from the Knock at HQ, baby. Hope you guys are both having an amazing Friday. We are, Megan, and thank you for being part of Nightlight. Awesome that you texted us. Thank you. Tom in the 414 says, cup technology has gone a long way. I think they're called a... fleshlight protector.
That's great.
Tom is... that's like breaking news here at Nightlight. Cup technology. The cup scientists have been researching this, and that's what they've come up with. Thank you, Tom. Megan also says Galaga and, oh, okay, Galaga and Galaxian is my favorite. All right, that's cool. Thank you, Megan. Brett from the 920, although he's in Brown Deer, says, never played arcade games because that stuff came out when I was older, so we used our money to party. You know what Brett's saying, Conrad? He's not a nerd.
He enjoyed the beer kegs.
That's right. Thank you, buddy. That's great. Thank you, Brett. Tom from New Berlin also says, with you, Pete, this is different with the rivalry from the past. In the past, where there was less teams in the playoffs. Is that a Bears joke, Con?
With
you, Pete, this is different with the rivalry from the past. I don't know. We haven't been in the playoffs in so long anyway, but thank you, Tom. Nick from Marshall in the 608 says, some of my favorite arcade games inside include Donkey Kong, Frogger, Pac-Man, and Miss Pac-Man, Asteroids, Space Invaders, Outrun, Street Fighter 2. Forgot about the Street Fighter franchise. Soul Calibur and Paperboy. Oh my God, Paperboy 2. That's great. Tom from New Berlin says his favorite arcade game, Tank Command. Unless he means a real tank. Maybe Tom's got his own tank. Who knows? And Eric from the 608 says, always enjoyed playing Galaga. Yeah, Galaga. It's funny. When we do these questions sometimes, you just completely forget about some of these things, whether it's an old song or a video game or whatever. These are great texts. Keep them coming, folks. What is your favorite arcade game? That is our Nightlight question of the night. And Mike Clemens will be here in just a few minutes after news, sports, and weather, which is coming up in just about 3 minutes. So we talked about Super Bowl parties, Con.
Yeah.
And how Green Bay is the cheapest city to throw a Super Bowl party in because the cost of living is low. And I think that's kind of cool. I think, you know, Wisconsin already has kind of a party state mentality. But Milwaukee is number three. So that's cool too. I also saw this. This was from Wise Brother Media. Where is that? I found, oh, these are great bakeries You got a favorite bakery con?
I do, but I can't think of the name because I like my sister-in-law always gets stuff from there and brings it back. I can't, okay. But it's I can't remember what it's called. It's near Kimberly though.
Madison Sourdough is on the list. Owen H. Danish Bakery in Racine. Linda's Bakery in West Salem. Do you know what? I don't even know where West Salem, Wisconsin is. You know where that is? Is that right by Thumb Hitch a Ride
Gotham
City or whatever it's called? What was it called? Go Thumb. That's right. Ashland Baking Company in Ashland. And Sweet Lola's Cupcakery and Bake Shop in Wausau. I love these lists because, I mean, I'm kind of a pastry guy, but I love lists that just tell us about other cool stuff in Wisconsin because I don't really just ever get in my car and ride around the state randomly. So it's nice when you have these lists that we can make like kind of, if you ever do a road trip, they're nice to have. So there you go. All right. So we've got Mike Clemens coming up in just a few minutes, folks. It is a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite arcade game? We are going nostalgic tonight, folks, taking a trip down memory lane. So let us know what your favorite arcade game is. And we've got some Packer Bear talk on the way after the news, which is coming up next. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Plastic prints, find the lady with the fat diamond ring. Then you know I can't remember a damn thing. I think it's one of those deja vu things. Or a dream is trying to tell me something. But will I ever stop thinking about it? I don't know. I doubt it. Subterranean by design. I wonder what I would find if I met you. Let my eyes caress you until I meet the thought of Mrs. Princess Who.
There's nothing top secret about it. What we decided to do is go into Lambeau. And I think a lot of it is just the grass in Lambeau is better than that on our practice field. It's been a weird, it hasn't been great on the practice field this year. I think a lot of it's due to the weather and the amount of precipitation we've gotten. So it's a little bit softer. So Lambeau's in better shape. So we'd rather go there.
That was the voice of Packer head coach Matt LaFleur. And we are about to hear another very influential voice in the world of sports. He does sports like nobody else here at Civic Media. He is our Civic Media sports authority, and he joins us from time to time on Nightlight. And we love when he does. Mr. Mike Clemens is with us now. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Pete.
How's it going?
Pretty good, man.
Are you in Chicago?
No, I'm in Green Bay. We leave for Chicago in the morning. We want to get there early. There were some reporters at the last game, the one that went into overtime at Soldier Field, that didn't get into the press box until midway through the second quarter because of the traffic in downtown Chicago.
Oh, my gosh.
The PR staff from the team's like, where's Matt from The Athletic? Is he okay? And they were like texting him. He's like, I'm stuck in traffic. And, he had to be on the air for something, but he left with an hour or two before the game. And during timeouts, I would go and take a look out the window from, where we are, in the seventh floor of Soldier Field. And, I mean, fans were stuck in traffic. It's a bottleneck down there. So, yeah. The game is at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. They'll probably open up the gates around 3. I plan on arriving around 10, just to make sure.
Smart. They should have pretty good weather, Mike, like mid to high 30s. Like, weather shouldn't really be a factor, would you say?
Not for the 10th of January. I mean, come on.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I was just thinking about that today here in Wisconsin. So you heard Matt LaFleur there saying, listen, we're gonna take it to Lambeau Field today. So they took it inside there. And I thought it was interesting to note that Ed Policy, the new president, he attended practice. You saw Brian Gutekunst there, everybody from the front office. By the way, John Eric Sullivan, who is the right-hand man of Brian Gutekunst, he's been with the team a little over 20 years, just got hired as a new GM of the Miami Dolphins. So one of the top scouting guys in the front office of the Packers moving on. That's like another one. I mean, guys that are running the Patriots, the Seahawks. I can name several teams is moving on, and a lot of them, have got winning teams. So I went to this big defensive lineman, this rookie kid out of Georgia, Nazir Stackhouse, and I said, so what was it like holding practice inside Lambeau Field today?
Oh, it felt good, man. Like, it felt like a, I'm not gonna lie, I thought that it was like a tradition, like something like that. I thought it was like every time you go to the playoffs or whatever the last home game is, they practice there. But I heard that, you know, it was kind of one of the first times since LaFleur has been here. And I was like, shoot, it felt good today. Like, the grass was actually really good. It wasn't slippery. And the crazy thing is, like, it was so many, like, holes in the ground. And I was expecting it to be, like, slippery, like the practice field. But it wasn't. Actually, it was really good. So, if we played in a playoff game in there, it'd be a really good atmosphere.
No, Matt said that the Hinkle field's getting a little torn up. Plus, this ice and this weather we've had. You know, and then all the reps. You know, maybe it's time to get off that and try something different.
Absolutely. We've noticed that it was a little bit muddy in most parts of the field, and I say generally because we heat our fields up, so whenever it is snow or ice, whenever they heat it back up, that just turns into water, and so it just makes it muddy, and we tried our best to like practice on it. You know, one thing we can't do is complain, because we know like we can't control the conditions in which we play in, and you just gotta go out there and take it on the chin. And even though like it was hard to like go out there and do certain things, we still had to go out there and practice. So
boy, that's interesting, Mike. And you know, as I'm sure you know, and I've heard over the years, Soldier Field's turf isn't always that great either.
It used to be paste. I mean, it's hard to describe. It was almost like fake painting, lime green paint on it. You'd get down on it, and it was muddy and sticky, and they would roll this tarp off of it, and it was horrible. They have improved it over the last couple of years. And even LaFleur said, no, the last game that we had down there, it was okay. He said, it's the wind that was tough, which you can't do anything about with the stadium right by the lake. But, I mean, there was one gust of wind that took a Jordan Love pass and blew it off to the right. I mean, it made it break wide and missed its target. So the Packers' last game, of course, these last two times that they've played, the Bears have been right down to the wire. The Bears, of course, they won six games this year where they were trailing in the last 2 minutes and still pulled out a win. You know, Caleb Williams, the second-year quarterback, pulling another bunny out of his magical hat, that set an NFL record, for the most comeback victories like that with 2 minutes left. And so in that last game, of course, the Bears kick the onside kick. They tie up the game. And then Caleb, you know, runs this play to DJ Moore, something that Ben Johnson, the new head coach, drew up on Wednesday. They repped it on Thursday, and they beat Keyshawn Nixon, the Packers' defensive back. And Keyshawn is the guy who stole one from the Bears on that interception in the end zone and the game at Lambeau that Green Bay won. And a couple weeks later, they're at Soldier Field, and he gets beat by DJ Moore. So we went to him and said, okay, you're back to the scene of the crime, Soldier Field, as the seventh seed in the NFC. How do you guys feel about yourselves heading into the postseason?
I don't think it really mattered. I think we was the seventh seed, right? We went to Dallas and beat them. It don't matter about playoff experience. You got to play ball. Every game is a new game. It's 1-0. I mean, 0-0, you're going to be 1-0. Everything that happened before the playoffs don't even matter. Any stats, any records, all that don't matter. I game them, they game me. You know? But other than that, it's still a playoff game. So when to go home, I don't want to go home yet. We've been in the playoffs 3 out of 4 years I've been here, so we've always been playoff ready. It's not just this defense. We was playoff ready last year and the year before. But this defense that we are here now, we same team as last year.
That's funny, Mike. He sounds very calm, but he also used some expletives, obviously, so I can't tell whether he really means what he says or really wants revenge. Like, are the Packers out for revenge after what happened to Jordan Love a few weeks ago?
You know, the vibe in the Packers locker room this week, Pete, I think has been a little reserved. And I think it's first it comes from the fact that they haven't gotten out of game ball in 4 weeks. I mean, they've lost four in a row. The loss to the Ravens at home, they got beat up by the Ravens. And Derrick Henry, who's going to go in the Hall of Fame, 32-year-old running back, 252 pounds, 6'3", ran over them. That offensive line ran over what the Packers have got left on their defensive line, and that got into their head. Then they wisely rested a lot of their veterans in the Vikings game. By the way, they lost Bo Melton, who, as LaFleur called him, their Swiss Army Knight, a guy that's played wide receiver, defensive back. He's played on special teams. He's been a return man. He got his knee bent on a punt coverage against the Vikings at U.S. Bank. Awkward, and he's now lost for the season. They had to put him on IR, so they've lost that guy. So that's, you know, LaFleur has made his point that why he rested guys like Christian Watson and Jordan Love and Josh Jacobs. But I asked LaFleur about, you saw that Bears 49ers game a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
I mean, it was just stunning. It turned shootout. Into a shootout. Yeah. 42-38. They're playing in San Francisco. 49ers on top. But Caleb really maintained calm and cool. That game was back on December 28th. So I asked LaFleur about that and about the mindset of a guy like Keyshawn Nixon returning to Soldier Field where they lost in that, you know, that gut-wrenching, heartbreaking loss in overtime to the Bears.
Especially in this league, at that position, you better have a short memory because there's going to be times when you're going to get beat. That's just the name of the game. And you got to be able to play the next play, and that's what I expect out of him.
When you watched that Bears 49ers game, the tape of that game, was that a breakdown in defenses, or are those two offenses performing at a high
level? Yeah, I mean, you could look at it either way you want to. I think both quarterbacks played outstanding football. That game was back and forth, and there was some great execution. And I always tell our team this, or people in general, like, especially in the pass game, if somebody makes a throw, sometimes there's no defense for the perfect throw. And there were a lot of those in that game.
But that does that also show where Caleb's development is at?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's obviously a very talented quarterback. And there's always a learning curve for all these guys when they come into the league. And I think he's kind of hitting his stride right now. So it's going to be a great challenge for us.
Mike, you know, Caleb's been playing well. He tends to have great theatrics at the end of games. I don't know that he's the pocket passer Jordan Love is. Jordan Love is coming off the concussion, and he's got playoff experience. Who do you give the nod to? I would think it's Love, but in terms of quarterbacks.
The odds makers are giving the Packers a point favorite because Jordan Love will be back. You know, Jordan gets hit by Austin Booker, big defensive lineman for the Bears. He got fined over $11,000 on two things. One, the helmet-to-helmet shot, and then something else involving that when he took out Jordan Love in typical Bears Packers fashion. And right. So Love has missed the last couple of weeks with, you know, they had Malik Willis playing the last couple of weeks at quarterback. So Jordan is back 100%. Christian Watson is good. They're going to be missing Dontavian Wicks, by the way, one of their receivers. He did not get on the plane today. He's still not been able to clear the concussion protocol from a couple of weeks ago, so they're short on that. But when you talk to Christian Watson about, you know, the offensive guys, what is the mood of the guys on offense heading into Chicago tomorrow night?
Oh, I mean, we're definitely amped up for sure. I mean, I think the number one message this week is just to embrace this. I mean, we get an opportunity to write our own story going into it, you know, regardless of, you know, seeding, all that. I mean, we got our foot in the door. We got to find a way to force our way through. But, I mean, yeah, now we're definitely excited. The energy's there. You know, we just got to continue to lock in and focus throughout the week, and I think we'll get it done on Saturday.
Boy, Mike, Conrad and I were talking earlier. Are there any other significant injuries? You just talked about Wicks. The Packers seem as healthy as they've been in a while. Would you say that's accurate?
I would. There's one, you know, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, defensive back for the Bears. He's not going to play either now. He got ruled out. Otherwise, the Bears are getting a lot of their guys back, including those linebackers. The Bears have got a great running game at times with DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai, the rookie. God, what a steal that guy has been. Yeah. And I would think that Ben Johnson might think about a game plan where, I want to keep Jordan Love off the field, man. When I get the ball, we're going to run it and run it and run the clock and, you know, possession and keep the score down, because, you know, I'm a little concerned about my secondary, like all the points they gave up in that game to the 49ers, or they gave up 16 points, you know, and had to play from behind against the Lions in their last game. But Josh Jacobs is the running back for the Packers. He got hurt in late November in a game that I covered at MetLife Stadium, Packers and Giants, banged up his knee on the turf. Now, before he came to Green Bay, he had a quad injury that he had to go to a clinic where people that have been in car accidents and the steering wheel goes is into their thighs. His quad injury was that bad 2 years ago. He had to go to a clinic like that. So I asked him this week, how's he doing and how much of a setback is this left knee? Listen carefully what he's been going through the last 5 weeks.
Yeah, and it did limit me a lot more than, you know, than obviously what I'm going to tell. But it's actually on the same quad that happened on too. So I got like extra bone in my quad because of the way that my body heals when I get like contusions and stuff like that. So like my muscles and everything is a little different in that side of my quad. But it happened in that knee, and I also got a little bit in the quad, but this time it didn't form any, you know, bones. So that's positive. But then I had an ankle too, so like all on the same leg, you know. So that was a thing that I just battling with, feeling like I was really like on one leg basically the whole time. But now I feel pretty good, so we're going to see.
We're talking Bears-Packers. It's the third time they will have faced off against each other in 34 days. Mike Clemens is here. We're coming right back with a few more minutes with Mike. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Teams understand when they play us now that they have to earn it. they got to really close us out if they want to get the victory, because we can score points in bunches. We can do it in a short amount of time, and I think we've proven that.
Welcome back. That was the coach of that was the voice of Coach Matt LaFleur, head coach of the Green Bay Packers, who face off against the Chicago Bears tomorrow night in Chicago at Soldier Field. The third time the two teams will have played in 34 days. Mike Clemens is here. You can follow him at Mike Clemens NFL. He does great work here at Civic Media. He is our Civic Media Sports Authority. Mike, to the best of your knowledge, two things. Has that been done before? Have the teams played each other that many times in that short of a window, to the best of your knowledge? And also, if you listen to pundits from around the country, specifically in Chicago, they say LaFleur might be on the hot seat if the Packers don't win. Do you believe that?
Hey, sorry, I didn't want to cut you off there, but the phone seemed to disconnect. I just got to call him back quick.
Okay. You could have jumped in there, Con. What the? All right, we will see. We'll see if we can get Mike back on the phone, and I will repeat my question to Mike Clemens, who joins us here periodically. And I am curious about as to whether or not the Bears and the Packers have played that many times in that short of a window. So Mike may or may not have the answer to that, but we will find out. If anyone does, Mike probably does. So we will. Do we have Mike back, Con?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Mike, I don't know if you heard my question, but I'll break it up. We just heard the clip of Matt LaFleur listening to coverage from around the country, and specifically in Chicago.
That was Ben Johnson, the Bears head coach.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, yeah. My question is, you know, and specifically in Chicago, people have said, well, if LaFleur loses this game, they might think his job is in jeopardy. What do you put any credit to that?
The latest that I have heard is that Brian Gutekunst they'll go back to the Ted Thompson structure. There was after Mike McCarthy, Mark Murphy said, you know what, I'm going to be in charge of this now. The GM will report to me. The head coach will report to me. The vice president of finance will report to me. It won't all just go to the GM. We've got silos, and we don't have people working with each other. And I've heard that the new guy, Ed Policy, may lean toward going back to Brian making the final decisions, him deciding on who's going to be head coach, and that also LaFleur is probably going to get a contract, and right now it just might be how much he's going to get paid. They might be haggling over money. So if they get blown out tomorrow night, if they look like they've lost the team, then there might be other considerations. I think LaFleur is going to be back. But, you know, you've got this great tradition between the Packers and the Bears. And I went to my archives today to dig out, you know, Jerry Kramer, the right guard from the Ice Bowl and instant replay, you know, played for Lombardi. I once asked him a couple of years during a Bears-Packers week. I said, what do you think of when you think of Bears-Packers Jerry Kramer?
Initially, I remember very vividly when Bart Starr came of age in a Packer-Bear game. The early years in Green Bay, Coach Lombardi's first year or so, Bart was kind of an unknown quantity. He was very quiet. Rarely said anything at all. I don't remember any interaction with him my first year. So we're playing the Bears. The Bears have always had great middle linebackers, Urlacher, Butkus, Singletary, all that stuff, and they had a fellow named Bill George. Bart threw a long pass down the right sidelines. My defensive tackle's turned around, and he's watching the ball. I'm watching the ball. Bart's watching the ball. Bill George isn't watching the ball. Bill George is coming, and he hits Bart with a forearm, hits him in the mouth, splits his lip up into his nose, knocks him back about 5 yards, and said, "That'll take care of you, star, you blank and blank blank." I'm looking at this, and Bart is bleeding like a stuck hog. I mean, he's just flowing down his jersey. And Bart goes, "Blank you, Bill George, we're coming after you." And I went, "Look here." I've known Bart 50 years. The only time I ever heard him use the word
Mike, that's great. And I would not have believed Bart Starr said something like that if you told me that, if I didn't just hear that.
Only after he got hit by a bear, yeah. But, you know, after that, the Bart Starr legend grew in Green Bay.
That's so great. Mike, to the best of your knowledge, we've got about a minute left. Have they ever played three times in this short of a window?
Yeah, there was a record about that. One thing I thought was interesting was that there was a time where they actually played on a Saturday on December 5th, 1964. And then that didn't happen again until this last game that went into overtime. But, no, you know, there's only a couple times that the Bears and the Packers have played in the playoffs. December 1941, this game tomorrow night. And then the other one was when Aaron Rodgers and the Packers went down there, beat the Bears, and went on, you know, through the back door on the road on their way to winning Super Bowl 45 against the Steelers 15 years ago this month.
So they've only met in the playoffs three times in the 100-year history?
In 100 years, yep. Yep.
Wow. Okay. Well, that'll make tomorrow night even more special. Mike, great stuff as always. Hey, do you have a favorite arcade game?
Yeah. It was a video game where you're in a car and, you know, you're like a race driver. I lived
pole
for that.
Position.
I got all out of extended play back in the bars back in the day.
Was it Pole Position?
I think so. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't seen one for a while, but if I see one, I'm lining up my quarters because I'll be there for the next hour.
Very good. Well, safe travels this weekend, and we look forward to listening to all your reports next week. It should be a lot of fun, and thank you, sir, as always, for the time tonight.
I'll be thinking of Pole Position driving on the Kennedy tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
That will serve you well. Be careful down there, Mike.
Thanks, Pete.
You got it. That's Mike Clemens. As I mentioned before, folks, if you're on X, follow Mike at Mike Clemens NFL. He does such great work, and we just love talking to him. Alan Martin on the text line says Tapper and Galaga is his favorite arcade game. That's a good one. And Dave on the stream, Golden Tee, another one I totally forgot about. A great golf game.
Oh, great.
You played it. It's outstanding. All right.
Yeah.
We are coming back. We have a surprise movie review coming up next after this new sports and weather. It's a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr coming up. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.